The Iranian government is making a gesture to its opposition adversaries by releasing several prominent detainees to mark the Persian New Year Nowruz. Three of them were released on bail. One of the prominent figures from the televised trials of opposition leaders last summer, Mohsen Mirdomadi, was temporarily released in exchange for nearly $500,000 in bail. Mirdomadi leads the Islamic Iran Participation Front, the country's top reformist party. Filmmaker Mohammad Rasulov was also granted a temporary release on bail, according to opposition websites Kalami and Rahasabs. Director Jafar Panahi, in whose company he was arrested, remains in custody. Opposition journalist Akbar Montejibi was also reportedly released, but Irandokh, the newspaper for which he worked, was closed by the government earlier this month. Paris-based press watchdog Reporters Without Borders indicated on its website that three other journalists and bloggers arrested since the beginning of the year were also released earlier this week. Writer Scott Lucas of the University of Birmingham in Britain, who runs the popular Iran blog Enduring America, says that the Iranian government continues to use a carrot-and-stick approach towards the opposition Green Movement, noting that Mohsen Mirdomadi was released at almost the same time that his party was banned.
Mirdomadi's release happens at almost the same time that they slap a ban on the Islamic Iran Participation Front. So you get almost a carrot and a stick here, which is, all right, we'll let Mirdomadi out temporarily. At the same time, this organization that he heads up is being put beyond the pale. So if they behave themselves, then a temporary release might be coming, or they might have to set up personal bail conditions.
Lucas says he does not think the Iranian government's strategy is going to work in the long term.
The regime is basically trying to break this movement, but they're trying to break it at the same time, not just simply by complete oppression, but by giving just a little bit in exchange for silence and concessions. This is a long-term game, and the government could not land a knockout blow on these folks. Now, they may be trying to win a battle of attrition, but I don't see them doing it.
10 opposition demonstrators who were accused of being enemies of God were recently given death sentences for participating in anti-government demonstrations in December. Al Arabiya TV reports another young demonstrator was sentenced to death Wednesday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.